Hashem Zoykiv Kifusim. The Ishmanesh, we bow down, we say Baruch, and when we prefer, when we have to say this Shem Hashem, we stand up. And Shmuel says that the source for this is Hashem Zoykiv Kifusim. There's two ways to understand Hashem Zoykiv Kifusim. One understanding is Hashem Berei Rachamot. Person is kafuf, he stands over, he says, he makes up upright, which is also definitely part of the idea. Matar Asurim Zoykiv Kifusim. There's two different things that Hashem takes care of the entire beer. The unfortunate ones and the fortunate ones, so the ones that are lacking things, but in the Shemar Esrei, the remnants of that in Shemar Esrei, it seems to be more than that. It's, if you want to be zoicha to the zoikes, to be upright, you have to be kofif yourself first. The person thinks that he's running the world, and Hashem says, you want to run the world? Baruch Hashem, do it all by yourself. It's not always go that well. When we realize that we can't manage without you, that is the thing that's subjugating ourselves to Kosh Bohu, recognition that Kosh Bohu is everything. The other rabbi, our greatness is the fact that we can subordinate ourselves to Kosh Bohu. Once you recognize that, then other rabbi, then we have the schus to stand up. And Hashem gives us the siyata shemai to stand up. That's what we're doing every Shemana Esher. We start off by being zoikis, and then we say the Shem Hashem, we're talking directly to Hashem. And that's the whole Shemana Esher. The whole Shemana Esher is talking directly to Hashem, not talking third person. We're not lying down, lying on the floor. We're saying it upright. Zoykis. That's the Godless of Klal Yisrael. Godless of Klal Yisrael is the fact that we recognize that we can be creative of ourselves like others. There's a Midrash that says, "Va'ata modem roidem Hashem." You are noig roidemless in your world. You gave Kuna to Aaron. You gave Masa to David. And you gave the Sata Kedusha to Israel the Oilim Shenema. He gave Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. That is our greatest. Kedusha, like the Rishonim say, Rashi the Rambam says, Kedusha's ability to uplift ourselves from the limitations of the physical world. The non-Jewish world, in order to survive, they need the taiva, kovin, kina. That's the world, kina, taiva, and kovin. That's what people are running after their entire life. Wealth and power, tanugim, physical pleasures. By us, we know, and as it says in the Pekid Ovis, Messiah was held in the oilam. What do you mean? That's the whole world. So it's true, it depends what you are. If you are one of the physical beings of the world, from a amoeba, how do you pronounce it? Amoeba, to a human being, non-Jewish, that's what life is all about. Life is all about is fulfilling your need for food and trying to be stronger than the guy next to you, otherwise he's going to eat you up. That's what life is all about. That's whole beer. By the God they say to be or not to be, something like that. We say, but in their life, it's more accurate to say to eat or to be eaten. That's what life is all about. And if you think about it, that's what it that really is. The whole world is. By us, there's something more to life than that. That's the vision to you. We have a life of being Tovik Sakozish Bohu, emulating his great ways, learning his Torah, talking to him in our feelings. It comes from the recognition that our body is a very external part of our existence. It's not the real thing. What was it? I'm one big mashgiva. The Seif Yomos, Chaska Levenstein, he said that it was clear that it's getting close to the end. He said, I'm in the process of taking off my flesh and blood clothing. That's what pants is. That's, I'm the same, just we have the flesh and blood part of our body, which part of Matthias, which is very important. We need it for the amount of time we live in this world. Without it, there will be no need to come to this world. You can stay with all the malachim. If we only have an neshama, then we'll be in a malach. The Rambam says that malachim have bechira, but they don't have bechira, which means that they have theoretical bechira. But the level of clarity they have, they don't have the etzara, so there's no reason in the world why they would do something bad to themselves. It's just like a healthy person won't jump off a roof. That's within the framework of Bechira for a healthy human being. For modest love, people have all kind of problems. It's a different story, but for a healthy person, it's not a discussion. Ayas, Hashem wanted us to be able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elevate ourselves, purify ourselves, and that's what gave us the Yetzirah, which leaves the room for confusion. What is life all about? What's important in life? What do I need? What I don't need? That's the challenge of the very second of our life. And the Sefer Hashem says that life is just a series of disyonis. You know, it's very common you hear people say that I just want to run away from all the challenges. It's impossible. That's what life is. Life is challenges. If you look in the right attitude, it's exciting. Oh, okay. You know, it's some type of marathon with all kind of obstacles in the way. And if you make it to the end, you get $1 billion. Every obstacle, oh, well, okay, I see how to do it. I made it. Oh, okay, I made it to the next one. It's very exciting because we're it's much more exciting because we're doing something that has true value. And as we're going along, it's not just getting full of mud and everything else. And that's where we're making ourselves more refined also. Yeah. So that's the mitzvah of Gedoshim to you. We say in Shemon Esrei, Gedoshim d'chol yom yaluchos elos. The holies praise you every day. That's talking about us, Klal Yisrael. Maybe talking also about Malachim. That's also talking about us. So remember, when we say the bracha, Gedoshim d'chol yom yaluchos elos, we are the Am Kodesh of the Kodesh Bo. As you notice in the parash of Kodesh Yotir, it says time and again, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem. It says Ani Hashem 19 times in the parash. Yes, Hashem Elokeichem, less. Hashem Elokeichem means that Elokeichem, I, the Masha, my Shechina upon you, I have elevated you to give you the ability to have this natural closeness to Kodesh Bo. There's no greater sinful for a human being to reach this true Metzias, this true potential. For people that are running away from the Avodas Hashem, and running just after the physical pleasures and power, and they're never satisfied because they're neglecting, well, I'm talking to Jews at least, they're neglecting the most basic part of their mitzvahs. If we neglect that, then deep down we feel it. We can't come to a true feeling of simcha. The person does what he can. Once again, we have to jump to be a Gadol Hador. We have to recognize that we are the Zoykev Kifufim, Hashem is uplifting us, but we have to do on our level what we can do. Abyankus, Yeshua's son, Valka, Kunshis. Maybe nobody's allowed to know that. That's Mamshan, this topic is based on a Mikhtos of Rafutnet, 128, in the English Mikhtos of Pachad Yitzchak, which is dated, that letter is dated, I think, which was here. This time of year, get it? After the post Pesach blues. Yeah. So they said the guys that kind of were complaining that I was having a hard time with the shyness, and he had nefilas, and sometimes he was not matzliach, but Yitzchak got the better of him. He said that's the way Hashem set up the world. We have nefilas, we have nefilas, and our goal is just to keep on going, to learn from the nefilas, and not to give up. That's the difference between the great people and the simple ones. He writes a day and a lot of Anashim Chashuvim wrote that. This is the problem with all the Gedolim books, is they just tell you how it looks when the finished product after 80 years or 70 years or 60 years of work, and it makes the regular mortals think that this is a different type of creation. It's not looking at me. It's very impressive. It's a proof of Torah and Shemayim if somebody can behave like that. But I guess I'm not going to be one of those proofs. And that's unfortunately a very wrong message, because each one of those great people went through his experience, and sometimes they're matzliach, and they weren't always matzliach. Everybody has their ups and downs. But they had the clarity to know where I'm headed. I'm going for obstacle course, but the goal is very clear. And they have nothing to turn them, nothing cause them to give up in the middle. Yeah. The thing is, again, it's the Ramban. A person is about Gaiveh, he's a Moyer of the Machos Shemayim. Because he's basically taking the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's miyachas it to himself. The Mayitka Leiba Oda in Ba'oishah, Hashem Moyer Shemashah, he's wealthy, Hashem gives wealth. In Gekovah, the Elam Kilo, covenant Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. Spah B'chokhma, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chokhma, takes it away. Ashbel Atmecho, Yinasucha Mokim, if you push yourself down, which means do not take the credit for what you have and realize what you have is gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and merely going to use it to further Ratzon Hashem, then Hashem will uplift you. As you said, that Chochma, Oisha, Gevura are gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It depends how you use it. If you think it's your own, realism from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara basically, one of his, he has all kinds of tricks, a lot of tricks. And that's one of his tricks, to confuse us, not to give Hashem the credit for what he does. Give the credit to others or give credit to ourselves. When they had the famous in Tebi, we had something similar to it not so long ago, you know, the special Hashgacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Iranian missiles. So then somebody said, ah, it's all the situation. The Israelis are taking a lot of pride for this brave mission. He said, the situation, Kairos, evil spiritual forces did. So Shimshon Pinker said, evil spiritual forces don't do anything. It's all a facade. So they create the world of fantasy that confuses people. So he said, the curse of the situation is, it takes credit for things that it didn't do. He said, the Moshe, a king, wants to be a mechaber person, he wants to give him a million shekels. He says, this big bag of bilge. And he sends his messenger, Mr. Reuven, the mechaber, and the king appreciates him, giving him a million shekels. So he sends a messenger, and the messenger knocks on the door. The messenger says, you know what? You're a great guy. I want to give you a million shekels. He forgets to say that a million shekels is from the king. So basically, he's just a messenger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of the king and the king, and he's taking the credit for himself. That's a sitracha. He said, this one, the other one did it. That's a sitracha that confuses us. To give the credit to the wrong thing. What's the right thing is? Hakadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated everything in a fashion. You know, Kamavana, a lot of players. the players, Hakadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated so that we should have the Yeshua. So the credit goes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavana people are wasting nefesh for things. They also get credit, but they were, with that, Kodesh Baruch Hu orchestrating and being on top of things, nothing would have happened. Nothing does happen and nothing will happen. So that's the shiflis with nai shel reyu mishel emes. Shiflis. People misunderstand the word shiflis and Chazal Kabbalah calls it kenia. Shiflis, people look at it as a person who has a low self-confidence, doesn't think much of himself. And that's wrong. Person should not think that I'm a nothing. Should not think everybody's greater than me and smarter than me, more powerful than me. No, opposite. But what we're referring here, the kenia, the shiflis we're referring to is recognizing, Akil said, Shani la'atmi mo'ani. By myself, I'm nothing. I need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I'm with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm Kodesh Baruch Hu, the most powerful creature in the world. Not afraid of anybody. Yeah. I mentioned the other Rebbe was Nifter. He was one of those children on the transport of Yaldei Teheran. Yaldei Teheran was Eastern European children that were sent to freedom from the Gehenna in Europe to Eretz Yisrael. The only problem was in Eretz Yisrael, the ones who were dealing with it were secular Zionists who realized that these are all talented young boys. And the first thing they did is remove any cut off the payas and throw off the yarmulkes, try to get them to be Michal Shabbos, and unfortunately not everybody was able to stand up to them. But the ones that had that strength, young boys, 10 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, and one of them, a few of them, they held out, they became all great people. They went to this Nisayon, and they had that power of recognizing that without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing. I'm not willing to live a life without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how much you entice me. This is the Rebbe, there was a big guy in Ashdod, the Rebbe Ashdod, Pinchas Shriver, big genius. They wrote a biography about him, a third of it is just what he went through. And they were trying again and again to, he again, totally not from him, not to go to yeshiva, and he just was stubborn. It's a beautiful anecdote they have over there. His father, really, was a Talmud Chacham. He brought them up as little kids learning Gemara, so he knew him, maybe one set about that. He's a Chazan. But he had no Svarim, yes, they didn't get any Svarim. They once went on a tour and they passed by, one of the places they went to was a kibbutz, I don't remember which one it was, that's the kibbutz. So he saw a boy with a yarmulke there. Oh, something interesting, they had such boys in Israel. They totally cut them off from the Israel today. So he asked the boy, maybe you have a shas at home. He happened to have a shas at home. He said, do me a favor, please bring me just any volume, I just want. And just like held it and it was caressing it, hoping for that day. The amazing thing is that not only this one, the one I'm talking about now, his name was Pinchas Shriver, he was a big guy in well, Ashdod. He had three sons that were all super geniuses. But this boy, I guess I made an impression on this boy from the kibbutz. I don't know how it was in his galgal. This boy in the kibbutz eventually made a keshu between himself and the Chazan Ish, and he became one of the big talmidim of the Chazan Ish. A beautiful boy himself. And that's it. We're the most powerful in the world. We just have to realize that we stay with HaKadosh Baruch under all circumstances. That's our power that keeps us going. And everybody, every part of the world, that's what we went through. Whether it be in Europe, whether it be in Eretz Yisrael, and in America. America was also the American kids 100 years ago. It wasn't a simple thing. They were so disconnected. My father, he was able to have a Rebbe in high school, Tower of Bovair. A Bovair, like a deep thing. And they came straight off the boat with Yiddish. And he had a class of, whatever, let's say 10, 15 boys. And he told me that, I don't remember how long it was, a year or two before he understood one word that the Rebbe was saying. But he saw how excited the Rebbe was with learning. Him and his friends started getting a feeling that there must be something big out there. And Hashem set up, they had the same Rebbe for 4 years in a row. So by the end of the 4 years, I don't know if they were all the Rebbe, but they all had very big aspirations. And I know about 5, 6 of them, they all became tremendous, recognized some years at home. But once again, it wasn't a regular thing. Most of the kids were part of the scene. You know, look at these rabbanim, some foreign creatures. Yeah. But that's the Kodesh HaTorah, the Kodesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's so alive and real that a person opens up his eyes to it and is willing to, like we're saying, be Kodesh himself to recognize I'm not the one in control, but I have a natural closeness to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Every Jewish person has it. Yeah. That's the stage number one, is to recognize that the world does not revolve around me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's making the world go. And the Torah also, it's part of also our ego, and sometimes a person could look at a Chazal, look at a Gemara. It doesn't make sense to me. So you have two choices. Either decide that you're smarter than the Gemara, or be willing to be machmir yourself and say, the Gemara knows exactly what it's talking about, and I have to just sharpen my own mind. So I to understand that the Rambam and the Shmarim and the Chelet describes different types of Jews, how they relate to Agadita. Because a lot of the Agadita's like these fantastic things. We know that all Ramazim, you know, the Daily Israel, the Vilna Goyim, Alshon, Maral, many of them, Foshim, showed us tremendous deep insights in these fantastic stories. But the Rambam writes a certain type of person that has to limit the wisdom of Chazal to his level of wisdom. No one can accept anything more than him. So he's nothing, and Chazal's also nothing. Yeah. That's part of the void of Limda Toyer. Part of Limda Toyer. So I don't understand it. Not just to walk away from it and say, okay, not everything's understandable. Everything that Toyer can be understood by any Jew. Any Jew. So to work on it, to refine ourselves, to try to understand where it's coming from, what. Or maybe we're missing some of the background information. Maybe our way of thinking things, we're missing a lot of things. I know boys from years ago, I'm here already over 20 years. I couldn't believe 20 years ago, I would sit down with a boy, like talking to a brick wall. I wasn't stopping anything. One of these boys is very stubborn. A whole long story, but the bottom line is, his stubbornness, he kept on going, kept on going. He had an afila, and then he came back. And now it's a big time of hope. It's amazing. So I went to see him with my own eyes. I wouldn't believe it. I would say, oh, all these stories about the guy is not so smart for getting a big time of hope. It's exaggerating. Which is true. A lot of them, they are exaggerating. I would say, he wasn't a big Balkishan. Yeah. He's not Balkishan. He's a Halabayabi. That's not Balkishan. But they are. But it does happen. It's a fact. The person puts his effort into it and realizes his life, what's important in his life. And time becomes more geschmack and more sweet, and his understanding is much greater. Yeah. Ben Yoyne says in the Sharia Void, forgot now, and look at the clock now. Okay, just one more line. Hapesa Rishna Shayeda Isha Oivin Erech Atzma. We're talking about shiftless, pushing yourself down. Doesn't mean that I'm worthless. Step number one is you have to know your value. Yaka Malosu Malasavoyso Gedulosum. Your greatness, the greatness of our forefathers. What's our greatness? Sibosan Elaboyis Boya. How dear we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishtal Yishtal Yitzomit Lahamin Elomru Maylahi Yishnai Batomit. That's how we start every Shemona Esrei. We don't just say, Hashem Melech Oyuhu. Okay, Avram, okay, Yisrael, okay, Yaakov. So if it has the Yohu. It's saying that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not start today. It's an ongoing thing from generation to generation. From the Ovis to our Ovis, we are very close to Hashem. And that gives us that ability to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to recognize we are the greatest, and that's not a theory to this Kni and Shifrus. We are the greatest because we are the nation that Hashem loves so much and is Makariv and so close to. But what makes us great is the fact that we recognize that our greatness does not stem from us. It stems from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gave us certain things to use. Yeah. Maybe when you start Shemoneh Esrei this week, pay a little more attention. Bending down, Shorat Noah, and standing up, once we're Mashmiach, and we relate our greatness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we can stand up, speak directly to Hashem, and feel that greatness. If we have not the evil, the Yaakov, yes, we are called. And it will help us get a little deeper into Shemoneh Esrei. So, what's going on?